weekday. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Karish reporting. War planes belonging to Russia and the Syrian government conducted a massive air raid on targets in rebel-held areas of Aleppo overnight and into Friday morning. This according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The fresh round of bombing comes just a day before U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is scheduled to meet with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. It'll be the first meeting between the two representatives since Washington and Moscow cut off diplomatic talks earlier this month. The West accuses Russia and its Syrian allies of war crimes for bombing hospitals and relief convoys in and around Aleppo as they target Syrian rebels looking to topple President Bashar al-Assad. More than 62,000 civilians are believed to have fled from Mosul in recent weeks as Iraqi forces prepare for a final assault to retake the city from the Islamic State terror group. Despite talk by the U.S. and Iraqi officials about setting up safe routes to handle the flow of fleeing civilians, aid groups say they're seeing few indications that Iraq is making adequate preparations. Instead, they say Iraqi military planners seem intent on locking down all of Mosul in an effort to make sure that nobody, IS fighter or innocent civilian, is able to leave. Experts warn it could be a humanitarian disaster in the making. Gunmen on motorcycles killed at least three Pakistani paramilitary forces on Friday in the southwestern city of Quetta. A splinter group of the Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for the deadly attack. Quetta is the capital of southwestern Balochistan province, where separatist ethnic Baloch insurgents and Islamic militants routinely carry out attacks. This is VOA.